Proclamation number 8105 of 19th of February, 1962. Participation of the light beings in the work of creation. The word which comes to you from me will only ever impart the clearest knowledge to you. For this is my purpose, that you will be instructed in the truth, that your thinking is right, that you will receive clarification in all questions which move you mentally, and that you therefore know the truth yourselves in order to be able to represent it to your fellow human beings. Again and again I try to clarify people's misconceptions, and I could and can only do this by making knowledge accessible to a completely ignorant person before he took notice of this wrong knowledge, which, however, I myself had not imparted to people, but which resulted from his own wrong thoughts and changes. I only ever try to instruct people in the truth, but cannot prevent people from transforming it again themselves and thus attain wrong thinking. The apostasy of the spirits, of the beings created by me, happened as it was explained to you again and again, that the beings, which had emerged from my strength of love as my images, turned away from me, but whom they recognized in their abundance of light as their God and Creator. These beings had been externalized by me as completely independent, and if I call them my images, they were therefore the image of myself in the most minimal form, if the word form is applicable to spiritual beings at all. Yet the beings were able to behold and recognize themselves. They were also able to exchange themselves through the ward. They were therefore independent beings, completely independent of each other and also independent of me. Except for the constant radiance of love on my part, which enabled them to create and work in the spiritual realm. This radiance of love was therefore, as it were, the bond which united us. And the apostate beings themselves tore this bond apart by turning away from me and rejecting the illumination of love, and consequently also lost their creative power and became incapable of any activity, which meant the hardening of their spiritual substance. However, I had separated these beings from me, they were isolated from me. Yet each individual being was an original spirit brought into being by me. Originally a godlike being. Understand that it was therefore also able to determine its own free will and was in no way influenced or hindered by me, because in the light of its knowledge it was also very well able to judge what it wanted and did. And yet, it turned away from me and voluntarily strove towards the abyss, which then also meant the loss of light, of the strength of love from me, and consequently the loss of all knowledge. Thus the kingdom of darkness came into being, which received all these beings which had voluntarily separated themselves from me. That I will not leave these beings in darkness forever has also been told to you again and again, for my nature is love and love gives up nothing. Love always seeks unification with everything that has emerged from love. Yet every fallen original spirit has to return to me of its own free will before the beatification through my love can take place again. But the fallen one is completely weakened, for it rejected the strength from me. And if this weakened one is to cover the path from the abyss to the height, then it has to be helped. And all spiritual beings full of light which are filled with love are ready to help it, because their love is therefore meant for the weak, fallen one until its final return to me. And furthermore, you must know that all spiritual beings full of light, all spiritual beings which once remained with me, create and work together with me in my will. And thus it will also be understandable to you that all works of creation arose from this joint activity. That I make all spirits which emerged from me happy by constantly receiving strength and using it, by letting creations arise in accordance with my will, which are now intended to serve the fallen spirits as a way back to me. You'll understand that the beings full of love take care of their fallen brothers and thus see their task in redeeming themselves. And thus every single original spirit, even if it is dissolved into innumerable substances, will experience the care of this light-filled spiritual being during its entire course of upward development until the last perfection. For love always applies to the wretched and seeks to lead it to beatitude, regardless of whether love radiates from me directly or from the beings of light, for it is always my emanation of love which flows through all beings of light, which now again pass on and utilize the strength as stations of strength according to my will. Thus the fallen original spirits are handed over to these beings for care, which means that they grant them help throughout the whole process of ascent development, that they create all prerequisites in order to give the individual spiritual substances the opportunity to be of service, and thus always let earthly creations arise in my will. The spiritual substances as a cover in which maturing now takes place through service. And thus this spiritual substance slowly ascends from the abyss, through the stone, plant and animal kingdoms up to the human being. And even as a human being, the original spirit, now its soul, needs the care of the world full of light. But now it would not be able to take a step upwards because this upward development in the human being can only be achieved by love. But the soul is completely devoid of love, for it once rejected my illumination of love and now has to voluntarily open itself to my illumination of love again. Which, however, can only happen if there is already a small spark of love in it. And I myself place this spark into the human being's soul at the beginning of his embodiment. But a divine spark of love is always inseparably connected with eternal love. So you humans can well say that you have the God Spirit in you, for this spark of love is my share, it is the spirit of my spirit. It is the divine ray of love which, however, still remains ineffective as long as you still resist me, but which immediately ignites when you open yourselves in free will to the illumination of love from me, that is, if you mentally turn to me, if you make an effort to live to please me, if you implore me in prayer for my grace, my spirit and my strength. If you therefore consciously want to belong to me again and hand yourselves over to me, so that I can then fill you with my spirit, so that the bond of your spiritual spark with the Eternal Father Spirit is established, which then secures your irradiation of love again, which slowly leads you to perfection. This bond of my Divine Spirit of love with you, which must be striven for by your free will, is then also your complete change of will. You approach the original state again and then returned me at your demise as a perfected original being. The being which once turned away from me has voluntarily found its way back to me, and it now shines in brightest light again. Because my love can radiate through it again as it once did when it was still with me in the kingdom of the blissful spirits. And all beings of light took part in its bliss, just as they took part in its fate when it was still wretched. Amen.